show you tell me. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it don't on radio.
Hour two, ladies and gentlemen, the National Intel Report. And what I'm going to be going into this hour is the Patriot Manifesto. And this has a lot of salient points. We need to sometimes refocus and re-examine of what we're doing. You know, I mean, sometimes the ship sails, but it sometimes becomes rudderless to people because they have a hard time trying to keep all this in context, and more importantly, trying to focus. What do you focus on? You know, the corporate state of America? Do we focus on the IRS? Do we focus on the Federal Reserve? Do we focus on the latest and greatest assault against the Constitution and who's doing it? And we can try to digest this and try to keep up with it endlessly because they're endless in their attack. And they're going to bring as many to the forefront to keep trying to chip away and destroy this great country, folks. As I said, the best that's ever been instituted by men on the face of the planet in recorded history. That's a statement. And we're only a couple of hundred years old, what, 235, 240, something like that? And they've been trying to destroy it for the last 100 years. Some may argue 150 years. Well, Reconstruction, that was the grand start. But they had to add other components to that. They had to put in the Federal Reserve System. They had to set up taxation. They had to give you their brand of a strange mix of socialism and communism and, well, today, a little bit of fascism and, well, let's bring up capitalism and let's just throw this all in the cauldron and stir up this witch's brew. Well, right after this break, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Danny. Right after this break, I'm going to get into this, and I want to hear your comments on this, because this is one of the best things that I have seen written. And I put a call into the gentleman that wrote it. He's not returned my call yet. It was just today. But, Gary, if you're listening to the program today, I'm going to read on air in its entirety what you have put together. And I want people to consider this, because, as I said, sometimes we need to refocus and re-energize, bring things back into sharp clarity as to what is going on, and then decide not which branch we're going to whack at, but how we're going to best attack the root of the evil tree. And it's that simple. We can keep bumping our gums until they either shut us down or, you know, Jesus Christ comes again, which, for my money, let me see, 7 a.m. tomorrow morning wouldn't be too early for me. But we're not going to know the time of all this. We are the trustees, if you will, of planet Earth here. And I think we came up with a pretty good system, better than any that I've ever seen in recorded history. And I like history. I like reading just for the grand things that mankind has been able to do, but also its disasters. And if anybody knows history, then you know that the future of any government can well be founded in the mistakes of the past. That's what the Founding Fathers did. And I know there's a lot of argument out there. Well, you know, they purposely left stuff out or did this or do that. Oh, after all, they were just a bunch of deists or they were just a bunch of Masons or whatever the case may be. Folks, I don't think they set this country up just to have it destroyed. Why do that? They were well on their way before this country started. The bankers of the planet were well on its way of controlling everything. Everything that goes on. Because it all comes down to money, doesn't it? So when we get back, the Patriots Manifesto. And I want you to listen carefully to this. And then we'll entertain some people. We'll take some calls here. We're going to refocus, folks, and re-energize. We've got to do that. No battery lasts forever. Don't believe what you see on TV with that little Energizer bunny. He runs out of gas, too. We'll be right back.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife Frequency Technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Bright discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
They still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I just spoke to the gentleman that wrote this, and he'll be calling in right after I conclude this, so let me get on with it. This is the Patriot Manifesto. And it explains its philosophy is self-explanatory, all right? Have you seen the movie? A soldier crouched in a foxhole saying, "What the hell am I doing here?" He was not kidding. Most men in history have fought with very little knowledge as to why, or worse, they were given lofty false reasons, which only proved out false after the fight was over. I remember my dad coming home from World War II. He went with a 10th grade education. He left behind a family of 4 children. He saw men being shot and risked being shot himself, and then came home after the victory. You would think such a person would have doors open for him. He did not. Left behind when he went away were those not prepared to make the sacrifice. They took root in government, profited from war, found no respect for those who did the fighting. Some of you know what I mean, having come from the Korea and Vietnam. Partly, these veterans became victims by not paying attention. The thought process to defeat such foolishness was available to them, but they didn't choose to find it. Dad found, as did others, that the economic interest, which fought no wars, opposed him from seats of government as soon as the war was over. There can be no better proof of social conditions than the experience of one's own life. He often said, "The next war will be in America." And so, if we, by some fate, not understood ever, find ourselves in the foxhole, let us not say, "What the hell are we doing here?" Let us never again fight for a flag we don't own. There is no freedom fighting for a hidden master. Make the master fight for his own spoils, and soon you will find the world much closer to peace. Existence for us in this universe begins with consciousness, and therefrom we collect ideas, thoughts, and experiences. Throughout your life, these things which you collect will set your course of action. They are important. They determine your fate. I call your reference platform from which you build a world for yourself. This platform keeps you from acting out without purpose and makes it possible to act out only when your thoughts have purpose. It allows you to act uniquely if the platform you possess is yours alone. Original platforms are called genius whenever they give mankind great benefit. Their birth does not come easily. Hence, you are what you are by consciousness. And it is my purpose here to give that consciousness some direction through relating to you my reference platform, which has come about over 60 years. Feel free to reject anything, but if the mental picture I build for you works, use it. To begin with, you live in a social group with many facets of activity. I will focus on only two of them, political and economic. Being free means you take liberty to determine your own fate, and if you do this in cooperation with others, but not by the direction of others, we take responsibility for actions providing they stem from our volition alone. We recognize that without this condition, no other person can qualify as free either. We are all in it together. Freedom is not an exclusive club. It's all-inclusive, taking in all of mankind, no matter what his or her mental or physical traits are. It is the perfect union, taking in individual diversity, which keeping peace with the whole of creation. It is not old-fashioned, and we will never grow old, for to grow old would make it something less than universal. We hold our allegiance to this all-inclusive club, which leaves no one out, and in so doing demonstrates a universal love for all consciousness. There can be no greater good than the good of the individual person, and so no political or economic scheme should ever replace him, nor should any social order ask him to lose his unique identity for the collective thought. When an individual is denied his fate through the scheme of things, the result is contempt. The kind of contempt which we presently hear called hate. Such comes about when man is used as a means to social progress rather than as an end for social progress. Without individual progress, there is no social progress, just change. Our founding fathers knew this and shunned titles of nobility and recognition of anything greater than the individual. That is why they advanced the idea of equality, although practical enough to know they were limited in their own time. This is why you must realize that democracy means individual rule as much as it means people rule. And democracy, by the way, is in quotes, folks. Don't turn away from democracy unless you turn away from yourself. Now, I must tell you about the political condition which we now live in. Personally, I think this political model is universal, but I could never prove it. No one lives that long. It is my political reference platform for which I make judgment calls on what is really going on about me. Its purpose is to help me peer through the everyday subterfuge. I invite you to try this model of what we live with and see if it does or doesn't work. Our political order is a hierarchy with five levels. With this first level being the movers and shakers, these folks busy their lives up accumulating ever and ever more material wealth. They live above the law, and they seldom let it limit their lifestyles. They tend toward anonymity, not wanting all those which they use to even know they even exist. They live in circles of activity which isolates them from the everyday world. They buy, sell, and do away with human life as though it is their property. They think the more exclusive the group they form, the more satisfying will be their influence. They are the ultimate manipulators, preying upon the mental dimness of mankind. Personally, they justify their worth by thinking society without them would be nothing but political chaos. For this value to mankind, they want more than adequate compensation. Their worst foe is the thought that they just might be equal to their kind. They are the here and now people, All there is to existence must come in their own time. Their concept of anything greater than their desires is ignored by them. They live to go to church, but they don't go to church to live. Next, we have the status quo people. You've heard them, the term butt kissers. Well, it's from these ranks they come. You also think of these folks as these social wannabes of the political world. They are forever dreaming of becoming a mover and a shaker. 90-plus percentile of the social group will qualify as status quo. They seek rewards from the collective whole, which spawns in their minds a kind of superiority. I classify status quo as active and passive because so many are passive, just wanting to get along. They do things like join the popular church, give money whenever it can be known by others, volunteer for public exposure, and fall silent whenever an abusive social practice occurs. You will not find them critical of the status quo, ever. That would be in contradiction to their goal, which is to be acceptable to the movers and the shakers. The active folks are fewer in number. Their desire is more intense, and you will find them in politics serving that exclusive club, the movers and the shakers. They're all the politicians and the bureaucrats who sit before you, listening to your every word, documenting your words with a camera, and remaining silent without comment on what you have to say. Being too dependent upon the movers and shakers, they fear saying something which could upset their career. Holding their silence grants them awards and honors, which shores up their personal idea of self-worth. Next come the reformers, who stand out mostly as dissatisfied with the status quo. These folks are persona non grata in most political parties. Only through a new party will they be accepted, a party which cannot form until their numbers are large enough. The status quo does whatever it is necessary to defeat these folks or isolate them from the social group. They are afraid of this virus. Have no delusions. These folks receive no social recognition, no awards, no nothing. They are the threat. It is the reformers' purpose to change the social order, to bring in new institutions, and to form another kind of justice than that already in place. To stop this, the status quo will put forth all forms of fallacy to frustrate the reformers. You, the patriot, are a reformer. Your reference platform feels the frustration, but your mind will not provide a course of action. Self-defeating apprehension fills your soul. You have no vision for the future, yet you desire to find one. Hopefully, this paper may give you that needed idea. Next are the dropouts. These folks have mentally given up. They have become defeated by the weight of the world in their own mind. Their ploy is to ask for mercy and require aid for their inadequacies. Hence, they become the pawns in various social schemes which defraud the taxpayer citizen to the advantage of some predatory political coalition. Have you noticed those $250,000 buses that drive around empty in your cities year after year? Those buses are for the underclass who seldom use them. On the other hand, wouldn't you like to be the guy dumping all those buses on the taxpayer? Keep in mind, as long as there is a host in nature or society, there will always be a parasite. There is the last class of humanity, which are found in the strata of social order, a kind of fifth column to our politics. I call these folks the X-people. Their purpose remains most secret, having a hidden agenda, but without them society could not evolve. Their efforts keep society open-ended, as opposed to social organization which becomes closed, as found, say, with cults. Without these people, with their unorthodox thought, the loop of evolution is closed. Now that I've given some outline on my model of the political order, I wish to describe now our choices for economic order. And we'll do that right after this break. And we're going to have Gary calling in. He's listening to the program right now, I think in Omaha, of all places. Never been to Omaha. But we'll conclude this, and he'll be online. We'll be right back.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As we were saying before the break, now that I've given some outline on my model of the political order, I wish to describe now our choices for an economic order. Economies, when thought of singularly, is man's desire to live by bread alone. This is his base effort for survival without any other life values. The spectrum I use for economies runs from collective thought to individual thought, not from right to left, a terminology into which many people fall victim. Firstly, we have the economics of, say, communism. There are many families in communism. Some are even religious, as was the case with some of the first pilgrim colonies. The first order of business under this collective mindset is to exhibit disdain for the individual. His personal value is of no use to the system. Without individual identity, there is no individual responsibility, which means eventually all members starve waiting for the other guy to do the work. Mostly the 20th century was affected by the Marxist brand of communism. This economics has a unique character, the abolition of private property with government ownership of the major means for survival. Russia wasn't exactly pure in its communism, but they pretended it was to advance the ideology. This system allows no one to profit from their work, only labor for their survival. Are there communist businesses in the United States? You bet there are. Take a look at your post office, your water company, your electric company, your bus company, and your public trains. And there are others. Should all of these be eradicated because it's communist? I personally think not before much thought is given on what may be the consequences or in what direction the change should occur. Any government-owned business which can make a profit and endure the competitive marketplace should not be owned by government. And any government-owned business which is not making a profit should be scrutinized and changed so it will make a profit. Not an unofficial profit, but a profit derived from the competitive marketplace. Another brand of collective thought which confuses the populace with rob Peter to pay Paul. That logic is socialism. Historically, socialism differs from communism by taking the democratic approach to changing society. Making change so gradual puts the adversary to sleep. Like communism, socialism requires that the political order dominates the economic order, and it sets the course for economic activity through a central plan. A classic example of this kind of society was Hitler's Germany. By the way, Hitler was elected. Socialism allows for a profit in the economy, but its emphasis is on using the power of government to set what the profits may be. In a true socialist society, be it authoritarian or democratic, the politician is telling the Chamber of Commerce what is going to happen. By the way, read the Open Conspiracy by H.G. Wells if you wish to understand socialism as it influences us today. A close kin to socialism, but with a reverse twist, is fascism. Fascism differs because it's the economic order in which society dominates over the political order. In other words, the Chamber of Commerce tells the elected politician what to do. The politician acts more as an agent to the economy than to the people who elected him. Of course, when a society is prosperous, it is money from the economy which dictates who will be the politician. Under fascism, collective thought is gradually losing its domain as special, selfish interests take precedence over the common good, or the general welfare. Some organizations which subscribe to fascism are labor unions, the Chamber of Commerce, movers and shakers of great wealth, minority ethnic groups, front organizations with anonymous financial support, corporations, and some organized religions. In America, it's the will of the people through verifiable elections that should count. By the way, an election that cannot be verified by the electorate is no election at all. Lastly, we come to free enterprise. This economic activity has a subclass called capitalism. Both will need a definition if we are to understand. Free enterprise has its motto, laissez-faire, meaning government, keep your hands off my economics. Put another way, it means I want to survive. Government, without your help or hindrance. Now, isn't that an independent attitude? Did you ever hear of the 4th of July Independence Day? Want to change it to Dependence Day, you say? You want security, not liberty, you say? I guess America has changed. Anyway, this economy wants divorce from all politics as its ideology and wants a profit from the competitive marketplace for its survival. Profit coming from mental labor as well as physical labor. Licensing by government is forbidden. Now, doesn't this anguish those who like socialism or fascism? The collective mind, the five-year plan, the artificial price, the subsidy are all taboo for this individual. He wants to do it alone, if possible. Free enterprise does well until prosperity increases its size. The individual endeavor, as it prospers, gradually becomes the collective endeavor. In the beginning, employees are hired and start out in personal relationship with the owner, entrepreneur. Then company size increases, resulting in more formal relationships. Less personal contact is made with each employee, and differences in attitude ensue. Thus comes the labor union mentality. Employees feel less wanted, even threatened, over job security, and doubt that they are getting rewarded fairly from the profits. It is this point capitalism begins, but is still not quite reality until the enterprise leaves the competitive marketplace to set its prices without supply and demand considerations. We'll conclude this and bring up Gary right after this break.
Listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using right-frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Wright discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Tune in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
The class struggle between employer and employee evolves, resulting in conflict which dampens sensitivity in all directions. Some of the emotional outpouring spills onto the consumer who now faces a company acting as predator more than a public servant. Conflict breeds inefficiency, making the company less competitive in the marketplace, which still has entrepreneurs in harmony with their employees. The natural result is a large company with both employer and employee seeking protection from the more competitive company. Boy, does this remind me of the auto companies in Detroit and what they're going through right now. Government now enters by request to fix the marketplace through all sorts of laws which hobble the entrepreneur. Laws are passed requiring licensing, safety standards, handicapped accommodations, ecology protections, insurance standards, pay levels, death benefits, or whatever else can be utilized to frustrate the natural ability of the entrepreneur to outperform the capitalist mentality. At its mature state, the capitalistic company becomes fascist for security reasons and profit reasons. With enough money, any government can be bought. So what could be the new social arrangement which could evolve or resolve, this antagonism? It's a free enterprise with a different maturity, a free enterprise which will thwart capitalism. It's a way of doing business which will get the communists, the socialists, the fascists, and the capitalists off our backs. My idea opposes the present world movement which privatizes economic activity under the ownership of the elitist oligarchy, which can expect to witness is the concentration of economic wealth via the slogan of political diversity. It's a special kind of selfishness, don't you know? Instead, I propose we democratize our free enterprise so all citizens can own it. That means companies where one is for all and all is for one. That means companies where only those who work for the company can own the company. Goodbye, Wall Street. That means companies where the workers are the board of directors and can change leadership by simply voting, since the employees are now the employers. That means goodbye, labor unions. It would be the government's job to create and preserve the principles of the economy, but not attempt to regulate its everyday activity. There would be no rob Peter to pay Paul by government, as that would be unfair competition, punishable as a crime of conspiracy. The new citizen under this arrangement would become much closer to his government and his economy, knowing that inattention would bring disaster to his or her livelihood. It is this concept of democratic free enterprise which brings us to the foxhole from which we started. Is there any reason to fight? It does not result from what has already been attempted and found flawed. It does not come from any attitude which relies more on belief than knowledge. The fight must mean we make things better, not worse. It must be an example which sets our diplomacy for others to duplicate who have not yet envisioned the ideal. The mere harmony in such a culture would be persuasion enough. Will the political documents which founded this country survive? They will indeed. Government by the common man is a relatively young concept. Much of the earth still does not possess it. Adding an economic bill of rights to our society can only enhance interest and new concern for the world to come. Thereafter, when the seekers of new meaning come to our shores, let them be greeted by the multitudes of light owned by all citizens. Liberty is the soul of mankind. We need no statute to replace what resides within us. So in that foxhole, bring with you the idea that we do away with the communist, the socialist, the fascist, and the capitalist. All are a threat to political and economic liberty. Make the order of the 21st century one where reason preempts rule, one where the individual preempts government, one where the union becomes mankind, and the universe is finally here. I've got Gary online with us. Gary.
Yes, sir.
What prompted you to write this?
A complete life almost, I guess. 40 or 50 years of political thought and education in politics and thinking about it and saying what would be the thought that solves all of these antagonisms I've seen in life. And I said, this, I think I might know what it might be. And at the institution, like it says at the end, there is a democratic free enterprise that allows everyone to go into the marketplace on a level playing field where politics doesn't tip the field so that some folks roll the ball uphill and other folks have to roll it downhill. And as it says there, it will also resolve some of these antagonisms that we find between management and labor. When you have a janitor who's also on the board of directors, he's looking out for himself, so to speak.
Well, and here in this piece that you use the term democracy and you put that in parentheses. What exactly did you mean by that?
I meant that in listening to you, John, and you say democracy, I played the word in so that those who have used it in understand what I'm saying. Not so much that it's the concept I'm looking for, but the use of the word. So I was putting it in there to say, this is what they keep saying they belong to, so I'll use their words so they can see where I'm going.
When did you write this?
A couple of years ago. I can't explain this exactly. George Washington and I did it, let's put it that way. My great-great-great-great-grandfather, Ephraim Hayward, was the drummer boy for George Washington's first regiment. And so I've had a long time heartfelt loyalty to the country, and my family stock goes all the way back to Ephraim, and he fought in the Revolution with George Washington. So I feel like I have some indebtedness to those relatives of mine who were in the wars, and they were in the wars, 1812, 1847, Civil War, World War II, that was my father. So I'm just making sure that at least some people in the world realize that we're still loyal to the country.
Well, it's a country that I love very much, but we can just look around us and we can find reasons why it actually repels us. And I've said this, Gary, and if you listen to my program very much recently, I've been making a comment that we're an interesting blend here in this country of socialism and democracy and fascism. And you know, without really delving into that, and when I ran across this piece, and I swear I did this today, you had sent this to me. I just opened it today and read it, and you sent it to me at the end of October. I looked at the stamp date on the mail, and I just got around to reading this today. And when I read this, I thought, Eureka, here's something that I was saying, but here's somebody that actually took the thought to think this thing through, to cognitively explain it and lay it out. And it's a beautiful piece.
Well, I'm glad you appreciate it. I was hoping it would have an effect. It hasn't so far, let me put it to you that way. I have passed it out. I have given it to various people who I thought it would be thoughtful enough to know what it said and maybe catch the gravity of what it says at the end there. And I haven't really seen an alarm bell go off a lot of people, tell you the truth.
But who are these people that you gave it out to? Because I think you've described them, the movers and the shakers, or the status quo, or
That's
the
fine.
Reformers out there, or the dropouts, or whatever.
True.
These people are in one of these categories. They may not readily know it or readily admit it to themselves.
I would say that necessity will bring them around, and that's probably what, you know, if my idea there, it all takes root, which it should, and has somewhat, I think, in America, but you won't hear much about it right now. It'll come around when necessity demands it, let's put it that way. And since we're looking at a society still in its comfort zone, I think they'd prefer to ignore something like that. But when they get real hungry, then they're going to have to think it over. What did we do wrong?
If they have time and they have the energy and the food to sustain their life to even complete a thought.
Because they don't think in advance, John, they pay a high price in life. So they may not be, a lot of them may not be around. There will be people that will make it. But if we run into a crisis, like you say, I mean, you're going to, the economy, if it goes under, you're going to lose a lot of people from it. And you, I can't, you know, how do I justify saying that they earned it? But I'm afraid by not looking ahead and not paying attention, humanity has a tendency to pay the bill for that.
Well, the bill has been run up. The bill that the collective, let's say, the government has run up is a bill that we can never pay off. Under present circumstance, because you can't retire a debt with debt monetary policy or debt money.
And that was by design.
Absolutely it was. And I'll tell you what, Monday, and just to let the listeners out there know that Monday I've got Bill Murphy coming up, and he did the expose on the gold derivative banking crisis. And I'll tell you what, after talking with this gentleman today, he did a check with me to see what my source of information was, and he was satisfied that I understand the basics. And I just told him flat out, I was honest with him. I said, look, when it comes to world geopolitical and economic, I said, I can kind of get my handle around, get my mind wrapped around the political, but it's this economic thing that is so elusive. And he says, and it is so, he said, even to people out there that claim that they know markets and what drives them. So I'm going to remind people to be here Monday from 4 to 6 p.m. To hear Bill Murphy. And, folks, I'll tell you what, he's going to make a lot of sense on the economic side of this, what has been driving things and why it's soon to dry up. Gary, we're at DEFCON 2. We're not quite blown up yet here, but we're close. And we have seen, and I know that just by talking with you, the short amount that I have, but more importantly, reading what you have written, I understand that you have a deep and an abiding love for this country, one that was created, one that we'll never see again and we'll never be able to recreate it once it's gone. This was a one-time deal.
True.
Can we get copies of this?
Like I said, I could talk to you on your answering set generally. I didn't catch you on time. But I said, if you wanted to copy that, and if anyone requested of you, you can do it, you know, think it out for yourself, and you could reproduce it. It's okay with me.
All
it's
right.
A contribution to the cause, put it that way.
Well, it's something that everybody wants to do, but they, I don't know, Gary, they seem to be sidetracked by minutia or popular move, or somebody gets a bright idea of how to shut down a problem. And but as I see this, you know, we've heard the quote often by our founding fathers about the Tree of Liberty being watered by the blood of tyrants and patriots. But unfortunately, I think what we're seeing here now is people just whacking at the willow tree, blowing in the wind. But they're not striking at the root of where this evil comes from.
There's one means to get resolve what is going on in America, and that is voter verification. And that has to be brought down to each citizen so each citizen can verify what is really going on. And if that happens, then all these problems will get resolved through a vote, because the citizens will know what to vote for. An awful lot of these things that are going on are going on because of fraudulent voting count and vote counts. And I think if that would be the first thing we'd want to see is can that occur? Can we actually get a system that verifies the vote? And if it does, believe me, I think you'll see the outcome of these elections change radically.
Well, and you know, I'll admit here, there's a group of people down here in Central Texas that they've gone after the fraud on the vote. And maybe it was not well thought out by me. Maybe it was a superficial thing. But I said, well, wait a minute here. Through Reconstruction, right after the Civil War, is what I'd like to refer to, the war between the states, or the suppression of the South and states' rights, we saw the government flipped in 1867 through Reconstruction. And my argument always was that how are we supposed to fix the matrix by just counting a correct vote? Because it is their matrix. It is their creation that they have created, and they'll protect it till the death, because it's something that keeps this illusion going for them. You know, I mean, there's a reason we should have a part-time legislature in Washington, D.C. The business of the people shouldn't take up so much time through the course of the year. We should have part-time state legislatures, because all they have to do is look at the federal and state constitutions, use that as their guideline as to what they propose, what they could propose, and what they couldn't. But my point is that the matrix itself is the all-absorbing, all-encompassing. And my thought always was to cast that vote. We're really electors, folks. We're not really voters. You know, that came by the 14th Amendment. But in order to make that change, and I've been coming around here, because you just said it yourself, Gary, that when it comes down to the local politics, the city, the township, the burg, whatever the case may be, the only way that we're going to see change affected is when we can vote in people that are knowledgeable about that matrix, that fully understand what they are connected to, not a part of, but by necessity connected to or very near it. So I can understand your sentiments there about the vote.
I can. I once told you, John, and I want to say it again, the reason you're not getting those people is because the movers and shakers keep very good records. And if they don't have the records, they know how to concoct something other than a truism, a truth, to get their ends. And the people that run that would do what you're saying to make something happen that would be good for all of America are blackmailed out of the system. They can go down and register and think they're going to run for office, but before it's done, they're confronted with all kinds of threats over their name in order to keep them out of the political process. At that point, the movers and shakers bring in their own people to run, And those kind of people don't catch any scrutiny. That's why you find once in a while a politician that looks like he's a rag, and yet he's still in office. He seems to crop up in front of a policeman on a highway somewhere or whatever, and yet you wonder, well, supposedly they have bigger character than that because they have never been scandalized. Well, the thing is that they're not scrutinized at all by the movers and shakers, and they are very weak people. That's why they're used. They're weak. Strong people are not allowed to be in the American political process because they would change the system.
You know that.
So they're blackmailed out of it.
Yeah.
So you don't get good citizen representation. There isn't any such thing, I don't think, in America.
Well, or they're severely minimalized, let's say.
Yeah.
Somebody like Ron Paul.
Gotcha.
Tell you what, hang on 1 second. We've got to take a break. We'll come back right after this short segment. We'll wrap up this edition of the National Intel Report. Hang on there a second, Gary. We'll be right back, folks.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN. So that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com, the store that invests its profits in your freedom.
By the way, I had somebody call up at the network here, and I was talking about the special report, the gold derivative banking crisis. If you go to GATA.org, right on the top left-hand corner of that page is the GDBC report. Click on that button. That will take you to a PDF, Adobe PDF format. And if you don't have the Adobe, don't worry. It's included right there. You can download a free Adobe Acrobat Reader. So everybody needs to do this and read this thing over. It's 119 pages in the PDF format. It's not going to be that long to read, probably about 45, 50 pages. But you people out there, that are thinking about buying gold or silver or whatever the case may be, understand how the markets have been manipulated and why it's going to blow up very, very, very soon. All right. Gary, I appreciate your time, sir, and I appreciate the short notice. I called you earlier today, and all I was able to do was leave a message, and I called you back halfway through the program today, and you answered the phone. So I appreciate you coming on here in short notice. And we're going to make this available to people because we are in a situation right now where I think the Patriot community out there is getting a little disgruntled and a little disgusted, and they're falling by the wayside.
You're welcome to it, John. I hope it does some good.
All right. Well, Gary, thank you so much. I appreciate it very much, my friend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Yeah, I... boy, when I read this today, I thought, you know what? This guy has got it. He understands. Here's a guy put the glasses on, and he can see. Well, what? You want to talk to me, Mr. Producer? How are you going to do that? Can you multitask? You're already on the phone talking to somebody else. Folks, that'll do it for the program today. I hope you were paying attention. I hope that you're going to be there Monday. Because it isn't just gold derivatives out there that is floating around that's threatening this economy in this country. It's the derivatives on Wall Street. Something that, oh, that's right, it was just in the Patriots Manifesto. You ever asked yourself the question, why is there a Wall Street? Yeah, think about that. It was created as a tool to float derivatives around out there to the tune of trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars. But the chickens are going to come home to roost, and them chickens are going to be hungry, and there ain't going to be no food in the box. And unfortunately, there's going to be a lot of people out there that are going to be left standing and wanting. Well, you can want all you want. Over the years, we have done many things to try to prepare people out there for the eventuality of this outcome, of this system that they have set up. It is self-destructive. It is designed to self-destruct. And if you're not aware of it, and you don't know how it operates and how it works, you don't know the warning signs, there may come a day when there's not going to be a program like this to send up the flare, to send out the warning shot that things are starting to happen. You need to be in a position out there to understand and to absorb things and truly understand them as the signs are coming around, that you can recognize them for what they are. That is my hope for this listening audience. And I have a tendency sometimes to go into excruciating detail. You know, I'm not one of these hot-button guys. I won't throw 55 news stories at you. Okay? I won't do that. Because it is my belief that we all know things are bad and they're getting worse, but we have to understand why they're bad and why they're going to get worse, and more importantly, what you're going to do about it. That'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back tomorrow, and I do believe my guest will be John Ainsworth. And we'll continue with our Thursday edition. The book is becoming ready. Somebody had already called into the office. We're finding a publisher for the book. We'll communicate with Mr. Waller, and we'll make sure that book gets published and it's available to the listening audience out there. May God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you tomorrow. By the way, don't forget the support of the network. Monthly donations, make that pledge today so we can continue our work.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.